You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is Wednesday, April 28th, and the draft starts tomorrow. That's why we've got our friends Dean and Josh here to break it down with us. Now, we're going to address Minkah Fitzpatrick getting his fifth-year option exercised by the Steelers, what it means and what we think about the move and how obvious it was, but also what it's going to do with the rest of the team as well as what they do next. Then it's time to open up the topic bag. We take on some of your NFL draft questions right on the show and keep talking about our final thoughts before the big day. And remember, you can subscribe to the Locked On Steelers podcast anywhere podcasts are hosted, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the Odyssey app, which used to be radio.com. Rate us 5 stars with a positive comment, and you get a shout-out at the end of the show. Let's get into it. So, if you're listening to this, it's Wednesday, which means the draft is tomorrow.
It's Tuesday.
Shut up, Josh. Way to ruin it. Ah, now everyone knows we don't record this live when they're listening to it. Thank you, Josh, for ruining the thing that we got here. Anyways, it's Chris Carter here with Josh Axelrod of Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Dean and Pietro of Channel 11. We're doing our normal Wednesday thing, but we got big news. Listen, this is back-to-back weeks. The spirits of the NFL have heard you, Dean.
Take that, Serrano.
Take that. His name's Serino.
Whatever.
Damn.
But Dean complained for weeks that the Wednesday edition didn't get any fresh news because the Tuesday edition was getting all the fresh news. And I was talking about it with Tony, and then it'd get to Wednesday and it didn't get to talk about it. Well, last week, Mike Tomlin's extension happened. This week, the Steelers have signed Minkah Fitzpatrick to his fifth-year option. Now, granted, this ain't breaking news. I mean, it's breaking, but it's like, okay, we knew they were going to do this. This was only going to cost them like $10.5 million against the cap in 2022. But still, it's good, just kind of refreshing for Steelers fans to see this because this man has been essential to the defense.
So they are not taking a safety in the first round? No. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. That's one of the positions you could check off the board.
Yeah. Smart move. Just a smart move. All around, Minkah has shown his value from day one that he came in here, and he's you know, kind of one of those leaders on defense, as we've talked about the leadership. And that's a solid part of the core of this defense, and it's important to keep that core intact, and then you build the rest of the team around it. This is just a solid, smart Steelers type of move.
Imagine if the Steelers had traded a first-round pick for him, and then a few seasons later, they were like, no, thank you. We're going to let you go. We're not going to pick up your option. Imagine how the fan base would have reacted. And obviously, Minkah Fitzpatrick is awesome. And he's done everything asked of him and more. I feel confident saying he's the best safety they've had since Palomalu. I think that's a more than fair statement to make.
Not only is that more than fair. That's like the dead obvious thing. Imagine a secondary with him and Troy. My goodness.
True.
Good Lord.
No
shot at Ryan Clark. It was awesome, but
Ryan Clark's a different kind of safety. He was a thumper. He was a big hitter.
Yeah,
you know, he kind of kept things in place behind Polamalu when he got crazy. But Fitzpatrick is the kind of guy who can do Polamalu like things, but also play deep and be insane. Like, he's what Ed Reed was for the Ravens, a free-ranging center fielder who could just fly all over the place and make crazy plays in the ball as well as help against the run. I mean, that's the thing. That's what the dream is there, is if something you could get that. But the bottom line here with Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, I wrote this up for DKPittsburghSports.com, so go check that out, read and subscribe. We got like great stuff there. But, you know, when you look at the Steelers defense in 2018, before Minkah Fitzpatrick arrived, even with TJ Watt, even with Joe Haden, even with, you know, Cam Hayward and Stephon Tuitt, they ranked 16th in scoring that year. When Minkah showed up, 2019, they ranked fifth. In 2020, they ranked 20. Or they ranked 30th. Or third, excuse me. Third. I'm messing up all my numbers. But they went from 16th to fifth to third in the 2 years that he's been with the team. Now, granted, you could say that there's other positions involved there, right? But the reality is he's such a huge part, and he opens up the rest of the defense for so many people, which is why he had to be part of this solution.
It's as simple as you want more than one player for an opposing offensive coordinator to have to focus on.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just be, you can't just have TJ Watt and have them figure out a way to neutralize TJ Watt. Cause you neutralize him. Wait, you got Cam Hayward. Oh man, you got Stephon too. You got Minkah Fitzpatrick. Oh man, it's a nightmare. Well, offensive coordinators right now are losing sleep as we speak, as they try to figure out what to do with the Steelers defense.
Absolutely.
And even with one quarterback spot being a little up in the air now, the Steelers still have a pretty strong secondary, all things considered. Like between keeping Minkah with Terrell Edmonds, who we all assume they're probably going to pick up his fifth-year option at some point. And then you got Joe Hayden still going strong on the outside. And we think at least Cam Sutton can slot in for some starting cornerback minutes on the other side. The less said about Justin Lane right now, the better. But otherwise, at least the starting caliber guys on the secondary seem to be good. Depth, it might be a problem, but again, I just don't want to imagine a world right now where the Steelers don't have Minkah. So I'm glad they didn't force us to contemplate that any longer.
Right. And I think that, I mean, we always, like I said, we always knew this was happening. Just like we all know TJ Watt's extension is coming at some point. It's just a matter of when and what conversations need to happen before that gets knocked out. Like, you know, Mike Tomlin's extension was a foregone conclusion, you know, and, you know, I know for some people that might not be the case, but, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick, you don't let go the best safety in football when you got him on your roster and he's like 24 years old. He's going to be around for quite some time. And like I said, he opens up everything else for the defense. When you have that guy that can cover deep for you, that allows you to be aggressive underneath. That's why I think he's been a big reason why the Steelers have maintained their sack dominance over the past two seasons. When you look at the fact that the first 2 years that they led the NFL in sacks, like, great job. But the last 2 years, it's like, hey, we can trust that he's going to handle things back there. So, you know, when everyone's talking about, oh, the Steelers, they're doomed because they don't have the heir to Ben Roethlisberger. They don't have this. They don't have that. Guess what? They have a heck of a defense. And as long as Minkah Fitzpatrick there, they have a centerpiece right in the middle who's going to take care of everything when you're trying to throw deep. And anytime you throw it around him, there's that question. Am I throwing an interception? Because I believe he was targeted. I think he got more interceptions, or as many interceptions as he allowed catches last season, or something along those lines. I don't have the PFF numbers right in front of me, but like when you look at how many receptions he allowed, it's among the best of all safeties in the NFL.
There's one thing about this move by the Steelers that I don't like, and that's that all three of us agree on something. I'm not comfortable with that.
Ugh, you're right. What are we doing here?
That's bad podcasting.
It's horrible podcasting. What am I doing here? What are you doing here? You know, one of you were supposed to say, Josh, listen, I know that you fall on your sword with the Sam Darnold takes, but you got to do it again and tell everyone that Minkah Fitzpatrick, he's a lie. He's a farce. But no, don't actually do that.
I like to be excluded from that narrative. Put that evil on me.
Don't you put that even on Ricky Bobby. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get back to the topic bag. We have a question from you, the fans, about the NFL draft. With it being this close, I want to get these guys' thoughts on it and then keep rolling about the NFL draft. But first, a word from my friends at Blue Nile. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only at BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10x10. This collection features high-quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. Hey, Steelers fans, listen up. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. To get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, text DRAFT, that's DRAFT, to 231 231- 231. This unique man-boosting formula is powered by testosterone, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass. Plus, text now, and they'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape absolutely free. Nugenix Total T is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the TV ads say, she'll like it too. Again, text DRAFT to 231-231. That's DRAFT to 231-231. Message and data rates may apply. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host Chris Carter here with Josh Axelrod of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and Deion Pietro, Channel 11 WPXI. So, as you all know, we have the topic bag where you, the listeners, can email the show to get your questions heard by get answers from myself and our guests. So if you want to ever send an email, send it to losteelerstopicbag@gmail.com. That's L-O as in locked on, steelerstopicbag@gmail.com. Be sure to give me your name, what your question is, and so on and so forth. Today's question comes from Diego Fernandez. Diego asks, hey guys, would a top running back shape up our running game with the current offensive line we have, or could an improved offensive line in the draft light up our current running back corps? Now, this is a good question, Diego, because it's the question that everyone wants to know. What running back, offensive line, running back, offensive line. And it becomes a chicken or the egg thing. Like who does better for who? But to answer your question, I think it's both. I still don't preclude, just because you draft a running back in the offensive in the first round doesn't mean you're not going to be able to get the offensive lineman you need in the second and third rounds.
To that degree, right, it's both. So the question becomes, do you take an offensive lineman in the first round who could be a generational offensive lineman, set you up on the offensive line for years to come, but you still, even if you go running back in the second round, what are you really going to have? And it's still an uncertainty. But maybe it improves their ability to run the ball a little bit better. Or do you go with that star running back and take a lineman in the second round, third round, whatever? I think you have a better chance of getting a stud offensive lineman from the second, third, or fourth round than you do a running back from the second, third, or fourth round. And so to that end, that's where I've come around on what you guys had said originally, and that I was originally offensive line, offensive line, offensive line, because you build that. And they still need to build it. But man, I cannot envision them not doing a running back. I can see them not doing it because it's the Steelers, but they should. One of those three is going to be there. Get them. Get your running back.
You hear that, Josh? We won. We got Dean to come over. He's on our side now.
All right, that was necessary.
this is going to continue to be bad podcasting because I agree with that take because it was our take.
Yes. Months ago.
No, it's. I've been saying this for weeks now. I think the Steelers should be treating this season as potentially Ben's last, which means I have to do right by him to give him all the weapons to make a potential Super Bowl run. And the offensive line, as it stands, has questions. There's no way around that. It's strong enough, but could definitely use some depth. Depth you can get later in the draft than the first round. What the Steelers don't have is I would say we all agree is the Steelers don't have a serviceable starting running back at the moment, right, especially now that Connor's off to Arizona. And I swear if Najee Harris is on the board at 24, the Steelers take an offensive lineman, it'll be proof to me that they're not serious about winning this year. And if I were Ben and I saw them take an offensive lineman over Najee Harris, I'd retire on the spot, frankly. It's not worth his time to play at that point.
Again, it depends on what they do after. Like, if say they trade up to get another pick in the early second round or late in the first round, that's an option there. But still, to your point, a running back solves things a lot faster right now than an offensive line. Now, granted, here's my thing. Offensive lineman, as a former offensive lineman myself, I'm a guy who I value the offensive line at a very high level. Like when people say, oh, you build with offense, I know that. I get that. But I'm also saying that if you just have a really good offensive line with an backfield, it doesn't do as much. Defenses are still aren't as scared of it. And oftentimes you're like, well, what about the Chiefs? And what about the Buccaneers? And what about the Patriots? Well, guess what? Two of those teams had Tom Brady. One of those teams had Patrick Mahomes. Steelers don't have anyone like that. So, like, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, let's look at the reasons why those teams were able to win. It was because their quarterback played, you know, it was able to play under the level and force them to consider different things. Now, with this draft class, again, the issue, you know, if this was another year, if this was a year like 2017 when you were able to pick, you know, Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara in the third round, Derrick Henry in the second round. If you had that kind of depth, different story. I'd be like, oh yeah, wait till the third. Who cares? You will get one of these superstar players. Will be there in the third round. That's where I would be if I'm Kevin Colbert. But this ain't the year. This year there are three guys who you see and we're like, okay, you're a game changer. Now there's plenty of guys like Kenneth Gainwell, like Chuba Hubbard, that are like, okay, maybe Jamar Jefferson or Chris Evans. Like there's guys in that mix that you're like, maybe they're running, but you can't take the maybe anymore.
No, and again, no, there is no maybe. They cannot afford to take a maybe anymore at running back. McFarland was a maybe. Snell was a maybe. No more maybes. They've telegraphed the move by their offseason moves.
Yes.
Take a running back.
There's nothing else to say at this point, because again, this is bad podcasting that we all agree. But seriously, Steelers, listen to us. I know we're just guys on our couch and you're the football experts. But in this case, we watched the team just as close as you. And we want a running back. We want to win. We want to be set up for a potential Super Bowl run this year to make Ben, because we all assume he's retiring after the season, to make his last season count for something. An offensive lineman will be a project almost no matter what. The chances of finding another Kevin Dotson who can start right away are very minimal. Get the running back, do right by Ben, get the offensive lineman in another round. Finn.
And listen up, Casey. You listen to your boys, okay? The best thing about taking
he's talking about Kevin Colbert. He's trying to be cool by saying Kevin Colbert is KC, but continue, Dean.
Go ahead, old man. Explain the joke. So, KC. Here's the other great part about taking a generational running back right now is if this is Ben's last year, then even if you don't get the franchise quarterback right away, you got a strong running game and a strong defense. We've seen that win championships before. Mm-hmm. That helps you long-term as well in your replacement plan for Ben down the line.
And that's how
get
you
your running back.
And that's how you win a championship too, with a slightly less than superstar level quarterback. Right. Strong running game, strong defense.
The man. This is weird. We're agreeing. And Josh, you brought up an interesting point. Are we all on couches right now?
Kinda.
Well, yes. Yes, it appears we are. To let the listeners in behind the scenes.
We are on the
same couch. We're not together.
That would be weird. No, we do not get to, we do not come to that. That would not be like good COVID rules, by the way, if we're just all sitting on a couch, all sitting next to the podcasting. And also that'd be weird. I need my space. Anyways, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to get these guys' final thoughts on the Steelers' approach to the NFL draft and where they got to go. But first, we got to talk to our friends at betonline.ag. BetOnline.ag, the only place that we trust here in the Locked On Podcast Network to place bets on. Even though football season's over, there's a ton of different ways to make money by gambling on sports right now. If you go to BetOnline.ag today and sign up for your free account, you'll get a 50% bonus to your first deposit simply by entering the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On, all capital letters and all one word. And that will get you your 50% bonus on your first deposit. Right now, sure, the NFL is done, but you can put money down on where certain free agents might be going in the NFL. You can also bet on college basketball, the NBA, and the NHL. All different ways to get off the sidelines and get in on the action. BetOnline.ag. Remember, use that promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, locked on, all capital letters, all one word, to get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. You need a snack that's going to both help you get through the rest of your day, but also be good for you. That's where Built Bar comes in. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They have 18 amazing flavors, including six of their newest ones, being caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. There's so much to enjoy. And also, don't forget, they help you lose and maintain weight. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for anyone that's currently on a keto diet. Right now, Built Bar has a special promo code for you to get a great deal on their website. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON15 to get 15% off your next order. Again, that's LOCKEDON15, LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with Josh Axelrod of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and Dean Pietro of Channel 11 WPXI. So, fellas, we're here. The draft is tomorrow because this show is being played on Wednesday, Josh.
Whatever. But, sorry, I'm not the expert podcaster you are.
Wow. But I'm the Kevin Colbert of podcasts, as Dean has knighted me.
That's why I'm Chris's favorite, Josh. Yeah, that's why I'm the special guest star every week.
Yeah. I'm the Randy Fittner of podcasts. It's fine.
Hey, don't even do that to yourself. Ugh, okay,
I do what I can.
So looking at this draft class, you know, we've talked a lot about running back, and I know a lot of you are tired of that. But I still think that there's a sense that things are going to get wild here, and the Steelers are going to end up being like, you know, that guy that's like in the middle of the war field where he's just kind of just like sitting there just hoping like, listen, I just don't want to get blown up, but there's going to be explosions. There's going to be trades. There's going to be moves. I still think that there's a chance that the Steelers might trade back. I'm not going into the trade up scenarios. I just don't think that's going to happen. Even though I saw another mock draft where the Steelers traded up to 18 to get Justin Fields. If Justin Fields falls that far, I still think that someone's got to be thrown out off a roof. You know, just you don't let that happen if you're to other teams in the NFL draft. But guys, I wanted to get your sense, you know, outside of getting a running back in round one, we've all made that pretty clear. What is your top priority for the Steelers after that in this draft class?
Would you take Justin Fields number one if he fell?
Absolutely. I'm sprinting. Oh, hell yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah. You know what? Yeah. We'll deal with running back later. That's the guy. I mean, did you hear Mike Tomlin's excitement before Justin Fields' pro day? He's like, you know who we're here to see. Like, you know, that's that. I'm sorry. If Justin Fields falls that far, yeah, throw all the plans out the window. You can forget everything else.
To be clear, Justin Fields is the only one, if he falls that far, that I think the Steelers could take in the first round. Trevor Lawrence doesn't count in this conversation.
Right.
None of the other quarterbacks are worth taking at 24, but right. Fields, I'm still just assuming the NFL is going to be dumb and let the Patriots get Fields because that's seems to be how
I can see it happen.
The world
with the way
works.
That they're talking about it, I can see that happening.
I saw a report that Carolina was talking to the Patriots about trading back and giving them the number 8 pick, which would almost certainly mean they're getting Fields.
That's but gross. It's
God. Disgusting. Go ahead.
That's nasty. Okay, so you know, Colbert was specifically said, pretty much came out and said, we're not trading up.
Yeah,
this year.
Which they should.
Really? Because I'm telling you, Najee Harris, I'm trading for the Raiders at 17, so Miami doesn't take him. If he's there, I am making a deal to get that done. Najee Harris would be that much of a difference maker, in my opinion. Now, Najee Harris is gone. You know, outside of running back, offensive line is the biggest thing, and corner offensive line and corner. And if nothing else, to add depth, but you want possible starters down the line as well. Joe Hayden isn't getting any younger. Father Time will catch up with him. You need to have, I think, a little bit more of a corner plan in place for shoring that up down the line. So those are the priorities to me. And maybe later on, if there's a decent tight end that falls somewhere in a fourth or fifth roundish area, that's something to look at as well. Because they still need a little shoring up there too.
Yeah, pretty much everything Dean just said. Plus, I don't know what else to say. This is just a very conciliatory day. But I would just add to that as great as it is to have Devin Bush, to have Spillane, to have Vince Williams back, like they could still use a little bit of depth at inside linebacker. That feels like a potential third or fourth round option if there's a guy they deem worthy on the board. But otherwise, yeah, the top three priorities are definitely in this order: running back, lineman, quarterback, I would say. And that only changes if Justin Fields is somehow available at 24.
My thing with quarterback is if it's not in those first round guys, I'm leaving it alone.
Oh, no, nothing. No.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do not.
Yeah.
And again, Tomlin went out of his way to name Haskins.
Yeah.
Okay, so he thinks something of Haskins. He's wanting to see what he's got there.
I wish Tomlin the best of luck with that one.
And yeah, well, we'll see. You know, I'm not ready to close the book on Haskins yet. I'm not ready to knight him as Ben's replacement either.
I would say I haven't opened the book yet. So
but I'll give him a shot.
Yeah.
I want to see him play in the preseason, you know.
You're right.
I want to see what he's got. Mm-hmm. I want to see his attitude.
But
attitude first and foremost.
If he pushes Mason Rudolph in the preseason, I think it says a lot because it's going to be like, all right, Mason, mm-hmm. this has been your offense for what, 4 years now? So mm-hmm. where you at? Like this is your fourth year with the team. If this dude's coming off of, you know, being signed off of being cut here and has had less than a year to learn the playbook and he's outperforming you, that would be an alarming state. The good thing is though,
in about a year, Sam Darnold will be back on the market because he's going to feel so horribly, and then maybe Josh will want to bring him in.
No, we don't need to go through that again next year.
I kind of want to be back in that narrative, if I'm being honest. We'll talk. Talk to me in a year.
Nightmare scenarios. I'm not about that kind of life. What I am about is if say Ben Roethlisberger retires, and then the Packers do the thing where they fall short in the playoffs again, and then all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers has had it, and then you get Aaron.
What?
That's the least realistic thing anyone has ever said on this podcast.
See, you say that, but it could happen.
No one else can see what Chris just did with his eyes, but it was horrifying. Just it as horrifying as this idea. Yeah.
Who saw Carson Wentz going to the Colts? Who saw Matt Stafford going to the Rams? Who saw Jared Goff going to the Lions?
Why are you all keeping us out?
All these things.
Dude, I think he just got NFL possessed by the ghost of Chuck Knoll.
Ghost of Chuck Knoll.
I think we need to perform an exorcism.
Oh, gosh,
yes, absolutely.
That would be bad. But no, I think we've done the exorcism. We have exercised everything on the NFL draft over the past month. So we got one more show before we get to the NFL draft itself. So tune in tomorrow. We're gonna have a fun conversation getting you ready for them. But thanks again to these guys for being on the show and being on with us every week. It's been a lot of fun. I wanted to give them a chance to give them a shout out and let you know where to follow them. Josh, you first.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jaxelberg with an H. You can find my work at postgazette.com and tune in later this week because I'm going to have an interview with a very famous actor from Pittsburgh.
Dean, same for you.
Ooh, I don't have any famous actors from Pittsburgh. However, I do have Chris Carter coming up in something I'm producing for Channel 11 on Thursday night, 7:30. Right before the draft, tune into WPXI. You've got Albie, Jenna, Chris Carter, Doran Dickerson, Dale Lawley. We are getting you ready for that draft right up until the clock starts. It is going to be magic television, and I'll be behind the scenes, and Chris Carter will be rocking it.
Yes, well, yes, I will be, because it's going to be a lot of fun on Channel 11 WPXI. Do tune in Thursday night of the draft. I'll be there with them beforehand. Give us a shout out here also for the Locked On Steelers podcast. Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please rate us 5 stars with a positive comment. When you do both at the same time, you really help out the show. Don't forget to join the Locked On Steelers Facebook group, which you can join at any point in time. Over 1,400 Steelers fans strong. And remember to subscribe where I write and where I do a ton of my work. DKPittsburghSports.com. I've been doing a ton of analysis. I just analyzed the top 5 offensive tackles who I think will be realistic picks for the Steelers this year. I've got a dueling mock draft of the entire first round of where players will go with Dale Lally coming up. Tons of stuff that you can get only at DKPittsburghSports.com. Tune in tomorrow for Locked On Steelers. We've got one more episode that's going to get you the full preview for the night of the Steelers' first pick. See you then.